You've likely heard of recent media and tech layoffs. Add to that list game companies, which laid off more than 6,000 people in January. Many of those employees worked at Activision Blizzard, the gaming giant that Microsoft acquired late last year. Bloomberg's Jason Schreier covers the gaming industry. He's author of the upcoming book Play Nice: The Rise, Fall, and Future of Blizzard Entertainment. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Deepa. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jason, some workers were so confused by the opaque layoff announcements last month that they actually reached out to you to try and find out if they still had a job. What have you been hearing from folks?
Yeah, it was kind of a mess the way it all went down. The notification of layoffs hit the press at 9 in the morning Eastern before a lot of people on the West Coast, where many of these companies are based, had even woken up. They woke up to their phones buzzing with just confusion as they waited around to hear from their bosses and HR people to see if they were the ones impacted. It was handled pretty chaotically.
Badly executed. The game industry, though, is especially volatile for workers. An industry survey showed that game developers switch employers an average of every 2 years. But the job losses in January alone, Jason, approaching all the layoffs for 2023 combined. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's kind of a combination of factors. Yes, the industry is always volatile. The numbers are definitely higher now. There are a few different kind of factors at play here. One is that during the pandemic, a lot of game companies saw their revenues go through the roof as people were stuck at home playing games. As the pandemic kind of abated and people returned to their normal lives and slowed down on game spending, those companies suddenly found that they were too big. Mm. You combine that with the interest rates, which have, of course, gone up, making it much harder to borrow money. And there's now significantly less investment in the space. And it's all just adding up to a really bad time for games industry workers.
So let's talk about Blizzard Entertainment. That's the company behind the beloved franchises like World of Warcraft and Diablo. Microsoft just acquired them in the biggest merger in the industry for $69 billion. So why cut the staff so deeply? Is this a case of kind of a big corporation going for bigger profits? Or maybe a company that takes over not really understanding how important the workers are to the creation of the product?
That's a great question. I mean, I think there are a couple of reasons. I mean, one of them is that Microsoft actually made the offer to buy Activision Blizzard at the end of 2021. That bubble was still in existence, that pandemic bubble around then. And because of a fight with regulators, it took about 18 months, a little longer, for the deal to actually close. Mm. What might have seemed like a good deal for them 2 years ago, that landscape changed a lot.
So bigger picture, you've written that games are more complicated to produce than other media like TV or film. Why? And then how does that translate to this very kind of shaky employment situation?
Yeah. So video games, unlike TV and film, are not linear. They're interactive and they don't just tell stories. They also require the player to have a good time. And that just adds so many more complicated factors to the whole equation. It's kind of like you're on this hybrid of art and technology that is really unlike anything else. Some of the biggest games now are taking hundreds of millions of dollars to make and upwards of 6, 7, even 8 years to develop. Mm. So very risky endeavor.
And so given all of that, I mean, it sounds like it really does rely a lot on really creative people sitting at their desks and making this happen. Given the layoffs, will it translate to a lesser gaming experience for players? Are gamers likely to see fewer ambitious projects as these new conglomerates cut staff and double down on kind of their safe bets?
It's hard to say, but one thing we saw as an example is that Blizzard recently canceled a game that they had announced that was kind of a brand new world. It was a survival game, kind of like Minecraft, and players were really disappointed that they will not be able to see that game come to fruition.
And Activision Blizzard was also a battleground for unionization efforts in the industry. Where do those efforts stand now?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a couple of branches of Activision Blizzard that have announced that they're unionizing. Microsoft, their new owner, has agreed to a neutrality agreement, saying and promising not to interfere with the union effort. So it'll be interesting to see if that leads to more organization efforts moving forward.
And I'm sure you've heard, you know, how this is impacting those folks who've been laid off. I know Blizzard required people to move to Irvine to be there in person, and now they've lost their jobs. Are you hearing from those folks? How are they doing?
Yeah, that's the most brutal part of this, right? I mean, the video game industry has always been volatile, but one of the kind of potential solutions to that volatility has been, in recent years, remote work and the fact that it's now viable to do your job from anywhere. But unfortunately, this is a case where a company had kind of not been super permissive of remote work, except in a few exceptions. And that was really unfortunate for people who had to move. Mm-hmm. The other factor here is that it's Irvine, California is a very expensive city. So
indeed,
on top of everything else, they're stuck someplace where their rent is a lot higher than it might be if they were working remotely.
Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, he reports on games and wrote the upcoming book, Play Nice, The Rise, Fall, and Future of Blizzard Entertainment. Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Deepa.